Fierce storms have obliterated large areas of land across the southern United States, wiping out homes and businesses. At least 85 people have been killed in five states, a number that is likely to increase. One of the hardest-hit areas was Tuscaloosa in the state of Alabama, a city of more than 83,000 and home to the University of Alabama. The city's police and other emergency services were devastated, and at least 15 people were killed and 100 injured in a single hospital. Debris left roads impassable.
It makes you stop and you think, wow, we're here 1 minute and we'll be gone the next.
I felt the bed shaking. And that's when I jumped up.
Pieces of our house scattered all over two or three counties, I think.
U.S. President Barack Obama has approved the Alabama governor's request for emergency federal assistance, including search and rescue assets. Governor Robert Bentley has deployed 1,400 Alabama National Guardsmen to provide assistance to the impacted counties.
We're going to reach out to everyone that's hurting, and it's going to take days. It's not, or weeks. It's not going to be a quick response.
Deaths were also reported in Mississippi, Georgia, Tennessee, and Virginia. The storm system spread destruction from Texas to New York, where dozens of roads were flooded or washed out. Violent weather has pummeled much of the U.S. South this month. 2 weeks ago, some 47 people died as storms tore a wide path from Oklahoma to North Carolina. I'm Kelsey Brennan-Wessels.